friend. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been.
It's The Drive on your local radio station. We are ESPN Blacksburg, and a good Thursday afternoon to all of you. My name is Paul Van Wagner. Nathan Brennan is in the other studio working the phones, taking your calls at 866-961-1430, 866-961-1430. Andrew Alex has found his way onto the couch. He's probably done till next Monday.
On the field, on the diamond.
Oh, I hit the wrong thing. Oh, my God. Hold on.
Can't keep my hands to myself. No matter how hard I'm trying to.
Scott Nason.
I want Scott. All to myself.
Scott Nason.
Scott Nason.
Absolutely, let's go.
I was so excited to talk to him. I hit the wrong button. Scott Nason joining us today. How are you, man?
Doing wonderful, Paul. For a second, I thought I might be on the wrong station, but certainly I'm on the right station with you and ESPN Blacksburg.
That is true.
Thanks for having me and ready to talk more football and eliminator picks.
All right, but before we do that, Scott, we have some serious, like, serious discussions here for you. If I ask you a trivia question and the answer is Kirk Gibson, but you say Mel Gibson, is that close enough or are those completely different answers?
Well, first of all, they're from completely different sides of the earth. Mel Gibson being from Australia and Kirk Gibson being from, I believe, California. So I would not give that one a proper correct answer.
There you go. Scott Nason knows what's going on. All right, let's take a look at some NFL action, Scott. Where do we want to start here this week? What do you want? Let's start with the 4-1 Browns. We've never said that in our lives, I don't think. Taking on the 4-0 Steelers Sunday 1 o'clock. This should be a good game.
Should be a really good game, Paul. I mean, this. I think there's two games of the week. This one in Buffalo and Kansas City. You know, Cleveland 4-1. I don't know how many people have them at this point, 4-1. They haven't been 4-1 since you and I were very young men in our early 20s back in 1994, coached by Bill Belichick. You know, Pittsburgh 4-0. You know, I still don't think they've played anybody yet. They're playing somebody this Sunday, and they're playing somebody that they've dominated at home. The Steelers have beaten Cleveland 16 straight home games. I like Cleveland this one. I'm sipping the Kool-Aid for one more week.
Wow.
I just think Cleveland finally gets it done. Heck, even the Lions eventually beat the Packers at Lambeau, Paul.
It's true.
I like the Browns to beat Pittsburgh this weekend.
It only took 23 years.
Scott,
you're right.
Scott, a matchup of two all-time quarterbacks, Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. Well, they fell to the Bears last week. Now Green Bay coming to town. Aaron Rodgers rolling like he hasn't really done in many years at this point. How good is this Packers team? I know you'll hate to answer that. And do you think the Buccaneers have a chance to knock them off?
Well, I think Buccaneers absolutely have a chance to knock them off. You know, Tom Brady is still kind of feeling his oats, if you will, in Tampa. You know, there's some, you know, these guys don't know each other, and so it's going to take some time. But, you know, Green Bay probably wishing they didn't have a bye week last week because they're playing very well. You know, that defense, I'm still not 100% sold on, but Aaron Rodgers, I'm 100% sold on so far this year. He's done good. This is a tough one to call. I don't know which direction to go, but I have to go one direction. You know what? Give me Tampa. I think Green Bay's due to have a bad game and lose. I like the Buccaneers.
I'm doing some math here. Hang on. I might be a little off on this, Scott. We're gonna do three games in one question here because they are combined 5-23. The Washington football team at the Giants, the Lions at the Jaguars, and the Jets at the Dolphins. Take off the fact that you have, you know, some Lions t-shirts in your house somewhere. Which one of these games should casual fans be looking at for entertainment value, and which one are you just avoiding, like, you know, your ex-wife?
Wow. Well, first of all, I think the only team in those six that's playing halfway decent football right now is Miami. I mean, look what they did out in San Francisco, just absolutely rolling the 49ers. And I love watching Ryan Fitzpatrick play. This guy is just a fighter. And he had a heck of a game out in San Francisco last week. So I would watch that one. The one I would not watch would be the Giants and Redskins. Absolutely no way. Yeah. And I'd watch the Lions-Jaguars just to laugh a little bit, because that's what Lions fans are resigned to, basically laughing at their team.
It's fair. That is very fair.
Scott. Now, looking at a game between the Chicago Bears and the Carolina Panthers, we just talked to our Panthers guy, Skylar Callahan, about how well this team has played since Christian McCaffrey's departure. On the other side, the Bears sitting at 4-1. It hasn't always been pretty, but they've been able to get the job done. Who do you like in this one? Carolina, a 1.5 favorite.
I like Carolina. Two very overachieving teams here in the first quarter of the season, and I love what Carolina's done over the past 3 weeks. Obviously, losing Christian McCaffrey is a loss, but, you know, look at how Mike Davis has come in and filled in admirably. Third in scrimmage yards over the last 3 weeks, second among running backs and receptions over the last 3 weeks. And, you know, the play of Teddy Bridgewater, you know, can't be denied. He's completing 70% of his passes the last four games. I'm a big Bridgewater fan. I love seeing them have success. Chicago, again, they're not winning pretty. They're winning ugly, but they're not going to win either way in Carolina. Give me the Panthers.
Scott, five games into the season, if I would have told you that the Falcons and Vikings were going to be a combined 1-9 for the season, would you have taken the over or under on that one?
No, I certainly wouldn't have taken the under. I mean, these are two teams I seem to want to pick and think they're going to turn it around, but they can't. You know, Atlanta, yeah, they fired their coach and general manager. They had a positive COVID test today. So that team right now, I think, is just in a tailspin, and maybe they're looking ahead to the NFL draft. Minnesota, I mean, they really let one slip away in Seattle. Seattle always finds ways to win those night games out there.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Vikings in this one just because I think Atlanta's a hotter mess.
That's fair. Let's take a look at another one here, Scott. The Patriots, who are 2-2, but really could probably be 3-1 easily. You mentioned one of those night games in Seattle that they lost by a yard, taking on the 1-3 Broncos. Broncos, between players opting out and injuries, have been just decimated this year. Is there any way to think that the Broncos even have a chance against the Patriots?
Not the way they're playing. I mean, you know, they're on their third-string quarterback. They've lost five straight road games against the Patriots by a combined 104 points. I don't think it matters if Cam Newton or if it's Jared Stidham or whoever else. I like New England in that game. I just think Denver right now is in a bad spot. They're going to be rusty. The Patriots are going to be rusty, but that's NFL 2020. There's going to be teams that don't play for 2-3 weeks, and then all of a sudden they got to play 14 straight weeks maybe. So I like New England, especially because it's at home.
If I asked you a trivia question and the answer was Cam Newton and you said Sir Isaac Newton, would that be close enough?
I think so. They're very both intelligent men. So
okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Speaking of Nathan Brennan indirectly, the Indianapolis Colts go ahead and get exposed against the Cleveland Browns, prompting the viral internet-wide hashtag Bench Rivers. They take on the Cincinnati Bengals this week. Joe Burrow did not have a wonderful performance last week against the Baltimore Ravens, not that many expected him to. Can we assume the Colts are going to get back on the right track here at Lucas Oil?
I would think so, being that it's at home. I mean, Joe Burrow was a gunslinger last year, and he's finding out it's not as easy to throw those long bombs in the NFL, at least as of yet. Right now, 1-for-22 on passes thrown at 20 yards downfield this season. Wow. The next lowest is Dwayne Haskins, 15%. So that shows you that Burrow, you know, is dinking and dunking, if you will. And I think he's going to have to do a lot more than that against Indianapolis. Still a good team. Are they a division-winning team? Maybe. Are they an AFC championship-winning team? I don't think so. But give me Indianapolis in this one.
All right, Scott. Every Tuesday, we do our power rankings here on ESPN Blacksburg. This week, we waited and did it on Wednesday because of the Tuesday night game. And that had some serious effect on a lot of our power rankings, with the Titans just running train on Buffalo. They take on the 1-4 Texans. Scott, is there any reason to think that the Titans are not a top-three team right now in the NFL?
I think if they would have had a different performance on Tuesday, I would say yes. But to answer your question, there's no reason not to put them in the top three. You know, they hadn't looked real great in their wins this year up until Tuesday night, and what Derrick Henry did with the truck stick, if you will, or the stiff arm was one of the most watched events this week. Houston won a game, but they beat Jacksonville, struggling. Tennessee in a big way in this one.
All right.
Scott, the Minnesota Vikings, not very good. Fortunately for them, the Atlanta Falcons, worse. Minnesota, a four-point favorite in this contest as the Falcons go to their first game since Dan Quinn was fired. Who do you like in this one, the fighting Kirk Cousins or Matt Ryan?
I've said it once, I'll say it again. I think Minnesota has a little more going for them after the tough loss. Atlanta's a hot mess right now. Give me Minnesota.
Rams and Niners on Sunday night. This one actually had the makings of being a pretty decent game until I think injuries took over the 49ers. I finally put the Rams in my top 10 power ranking this week, Scott, begrudgingly. I don't know why I'm not buying them, but they're 4-1, so I feel like I have to right now. Do I have to buy the Rams?
I think you buy them a little bit, Paul, but consider this, they're four wins against all NFC East teams. I don't know who the heck made up the schedule where they had the Rams playing four NFC East teams in the first 5 weeks. It's going to get a little tougher for them this week, but, you know, they're looking good. You know, Jared Goff's having a bounce back year. They're getting enough defensively with Aaron Donald and getting to the quarterback. So I think they have enough to win this one. Give me the Los Angeles Rams. Almost said St. Louis there, but give me the L.A. Rams.
All right.
Scott, on Monday, we are blessed to have two football games, the first of which could be a possible playoff preview with the Chiefs taking on the Buffalo Bills. Josh Allen finally had a bad day, but Pat Mahomes also coming off a loss as well. The game's in Buffalo. Who do you like in this one?
You know, I still like Kansas City in this one. You know, Buffalo was brought back down to earth there Tuesday night. It's a short turnaround game. Well, maybe not as short, being 6 days, but you know, Kansas City's been in more of these games, I think, over the last few years, and so I think they just have enough big win for the Las Vegas Raiders Sunday against Kansas City. I don't think a lot of people expected that. I certainly didn't. But I like the Chiefs to bounce back and win the Bills. I think it's beat the Bills, rather. I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I think it'll be close, but I still like Kansas City.
Second game on the ticket for Monday night, the Dallas Cowboys, who are now led by the Red Rifle, Andy Dalton, my personal hero, take on the Arizona Cardinals. The Cardinals 3-2, the Cowboys sitting at 2-3, and now without their starting quarterback, Vegas has the Cardinals as a favorite in this game, but some people in sports media say that Andy Dalton really isn't that much of a drop-off from Dak. What do you think?
True.
Well, he may not be that much of a drop-off from Dak, but Mr. Red Rider or Red Rocket, whatever your nickname was for him,
Red
not
Rifle.
So prime time in prime time. It's only 6-15.
Red Rocket is something different.
Prime time, a little better one there. But, you know, hey, the first place Dallas Cowboys, don't forget that. I think you get 7 wins in that division. You're determined the winner at any point in the season. This is a coin flip game to me. I like Arizona. I think they have a little more than Dallas right now, especially defensively. So give me the Cardinals.
All right. Let's get to our eliminator pick. So an interesting phenomenon happened this past week. We talked about it a little bit on Monday. I had picked the Patriots on Thursday, and then lo and behold, COVID-19 happened, and the Patriots didn't play. So I did some research, and it turns out that by default, I get the team that ended up with the most picks by the other participants. So I ended up with the Cowboys, so I did still win. Myself, Scott, Brady Hess, Pudge, Chase the Moo Daddy, Tina up in the chopper, Christian the bartender, and our attorney Spotty are all still in this thing, having not been eliminated. My wife has yet to win a game. She has Denver this week. She
should continue that. But in a sense, she is also still in it.
Yeah. She's playing the antithesis game here. She has yet to win one, and she's picking Denver. So this week, guys, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to go back to the well. Patriots didn't play last week. I'm going to go ahead and take them again this week, since I didn't technically use them. I'll take the Patriots this week. Andrew, Alex, who you got?
Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins.
This
Miami
is interesting.
Miami Dolphins number one. Because the Jets aren't going to win. Give me the Dolphins.
A lot of people are picking Miami this week, Scott Nason, to the point where an upset could eliminate a lot of people. Are you following suit? Are you going to be part of the sheep following the Miami Dolphins off the cliff?
I am, as a matter of fact, and I'm sticking with my strategy to pick against the New York team. Not confident in Washington to beat New York.
Sure.
I'm staying away from that one. Give me the Dolphins and Ryan Fitzmagic over the hapless and now Le'Veon Bellless. That's hard to say.
It is. Yes. Yeah, Le'Veon Bell trying to sign with Kansas City. We'll see if that works out for him. I don't know. Nathan Brennan, who you got?
The Fitzmagic slander ended last week. It will continue into this week. The fact that he hasn't been named the starter for the rest of the season already is egregious. The Jets are the worst team in football. It's really not that close. Sam Darnold will look great in Indy Blue. Give me the Dolphins.
Okay.
No.
All right. Oh, good God.
It's all egregious, right. Paul. It's egregious.
Paul, whose picks do I need to get?
We still need to get Jimmy Cleveland, Mike McDaniel, the Moo Daddy, Watt, Mitch Tischler, and Christian the Bartender.
All right, I'll work on that right now.
Miami Dolphins.
Oh, good God.
Miami.
Oh, Jesus. Scott Nason, where can we get more great content from you and the rest of your team?
You can go to the website, thegamesportshow.podbean.com. We have all our broadcasts there. And coming up Monday night, Paul, big guest for our show of the Detroit Red Wings head coach, Jeff Blashill, joining us on the game. So we'll have that podcast up next Monday night.
Little backstory there. Jeff Blashill spent some of his formative years in Sault Ste. Marie. I believe, Scott Nason, didn't you and Jeff play on a hockey team together?
We were on a couple teams together, and our dads actually coached a couple of those teams together.
Yeah.
Obviously, our careers took very different paths.
That's true. You are very successful. He's currently coaching the Red Wings.
Well said, sir.
Just so you know, good news. Andrew and I had been preparing our co-best man toast for your wedding.
It's true.
That we didn't get to use this summer due to COVID-19. Mike McDaniel getting married next summer. We've decided to just incorporate a lot of those elements into the toast that we're going to do at Mike's wedding. Good news, Scott, is they found a venue that allows both trampolines and farm animals, so this is going to be an event. We're going to live stream this coming up here next year, so hopefully you'll be able to watch that on the live stream and get kind of a feel of what you missed out on getting married in COVID-19 era.
All I can tell you for Mr. McDaniel is better him than me, that's for sure.
That's fair.
That sounds fantastic.
That's fair. That is very fair. You take care of yourself, my man. We'll talk to you real soon.
Thank you, guys.
Scott Nason always joins us on Thursday. We love having him. We'll be right back. It's The Drive.
The time of the year, kicking balls is a good thing.